sharing tips, stories, and inspiration all about living, working, and exploring in Bali.
We are your hosts, Sarah and Olivia, and you're listening to the Living in Bali podcast.
Welcome back to the Living in Bali podcast. I'm Sarah, and in this episode, Olivia and I dive into topics like what Bali looked like this spring, what it's like to be stuck in a foreign country during COVID, starting a new business supporting Balinese artisans, writing books to empower future travelers, and much more. This special episode features just us, your hosts, Sarah and Olivia. So much has been going on in the world that Olivia and I wanted to share a little bit about what's been going on in our lives the last few months, and share some updates about where we are in the world. Hint, it's not Bali. And we'll also give you a glimpse of the projects that we've been working on lately while we've been hunkered down. Here's the episode. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Living in Bali podcast, guys. Here is Olivia with me, and I am Sarah. We are your podcast co-hosts. I hope you've heard some of our episodes, or all of them, preferably, where we've interviewed some really awesome people from around Bali, business owners and philanthropists, some really amazing people. This episode is going to be just me and Olivia, though, because we want to update you guys. At this point, it's when you hear this, it's going to be about 2 years since we started the episode, since we started the podcast, not this episode. That would be a really long episode. Since we're both not in Bali at the moment, we wanted to tell you guys where we're at with our lives and where we are physically. And Olivia, do you want to just tell me where are you in the world? What's going on? How are you considering everything that's been going on? It's been some crazy times lately.
Yeah, it's been very crazy the past few months. It's June now when we're recording it, and I was traveling since December, so I'm not in Bali anymore right now. I started traveling in December, I went to Europe in Morocco, and now I am in South America, in Argentina in particular. And I've been here for over 2 months because I get stuck due to coronavirus. So it wasn't planned that I'm here for a long time, but it just happened that all the borders are closed and it's hard to find flight back to Indonesia, to Bali, and that I have to spend some time here under a quarantine, still mandatory quarantine up until now, more than 2 months in Argentina. Since 15th of March, which is quite long.
So are you allowed to go outside?
I only can get out for groceries or to pharmacies. It has to be within 1 kilometer from where I live. So it's very limited, and police are patrolling around, and they ask permissions if you want to travel further than 1 kilometer, it has to be a solid argument. It has to be a solid reason. We can't go out to parks, to places. The only shops that opens are the grocery stores and pharmacies and all the essentials.
That sounds like a lot. That sounds kind of crazy to be stuck there.
During that time.
Have you guys, you've been there with DJ, and how have things been going with you guys?
I went here with my partner, my boyfriend, and it's fine. Like, we are having a good connection, so there's no drama whatsoever. And the embassy here has been very helpful. They accompany us when we need it. Such as when I need to withdraw money, because it's very complicated here due to inflations, hyperinflations, and that it's so hard to withdraw from the ATM, and the fee is, it can be 10% of the amount that you withdraw. So we didn't really want to do it. Yeah, so we just go to Western Union to withdraw money, and we need to find the right Western Union, as in not all Western unions are open due to the corona. So the embassy accompany us and they also come visit us and give some groceries, Asian groceries, because I've missed it. So they're really, really nice. And even the ambassador herself came to in front of my door to give some package for the Eid, Indonesian Muslim Ramadan festive after they finish fasting. So the embassy staff cooked themselves like Indonesian dishes, lontong and sayur, sambal. So it's so nice to have a real Indonesian taste in Argentina because I've been missing it.
Have you been cooking?
Yeah, I've been. If I haven't, let's put it that I don't really know how to cook well. I didn't really know how to cook well before this. Yeah, before. So, but it's very hard to find Asian food in Argentina. Even if I can find Asian food, it's not full authentic Asian because they adjust with the local taste. It happens everywhere. Because you want the locals to also accept the food, right? Like with their taste of tongue. And so I just made myself the Indonesian food, Asian food. So it matched with what I want or what I expect. Because I got disappointed often with the quality of the Asian food when I order. So I've been cooking a lot since I'm here. And it's not like in Indonesia, you can order Gojek easy, anytime, cheap, fast. So I have to learn how to cook.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you guys have been doing all right, though, despite everything. That's really cool that the embassies taking such good care of you guys. I'm really happy to hear that, actually.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to get stuck because the number here is considerably low compared to any other places in South America, such as in Brazil, in Chile, in Ecuador. And I think it's due to the strict policies of this lockdown, and you have to wear masks when you go out, otherwise they will fine you. Or you can go into jail for a short time, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's not a very bad place to get stuck. I mean, we're stuck everywhere anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter where you are in the world, you're pretty stuck. Just different levels, right?
Yeah. So, what about you, Sarah? How are you doing? Where are you now?
I'm doing good, and I'm in Michigan right now. I'm back home. I've been back home for a long time. Well, I left in, 2018 from Bali, and I just went back there this March. Yeah, and it was interesting timing to go back to Bali, that's for sure. I had a wonderful time. It was Bali. It was beautiful. It just felt amazing being back and seeing everybody. But actually I really didn't see everybody when I got back there. I think it was only about maybe a few days to a week until the virus, became a really big deal and things started shutting down. And I was basically, and it was Nyepi time as well. So people were really hitting the grocery stores hard because of Nyepi, which is if people don't know, it's a Balinese celebration. It's one of their most important days where it's called Silent Day. And they stay inside and keep all of the lights off and electronics off for an entire day. I don't know if that's a great explanation of it. We'll put a link in the bio so you can learn about Nyepi if you're interested. But Nyepi is a really interesting holiday, and it's almost like you are locked down, you're locked in. So everybody's preparing for, possibly being locked in because of the virus, and then also preparing for Nyepi. So it was a little bit of a crazy time to be in Bali, but
it was still the same beautiful Bali, and just being able, even though they started shutting down the beaches, we were still able to ride around on our scooters and get outside, get in the fresh air, and take precautions where necessary, and even get some things done. So Bali, it doesn't seem like it hit there as hard. Maybe it's the tropical climate, who knows, but it was still a wonderful trip. The scary part was just getting back to the US. I almost didn't want to go back because I didn't want to have to deal with the air travel and possibly getting sick, because you're stuck in this little tin can in the sky and circulating air. Like, how do you not get sick if someone has it there? So part of me just wanted to stay in Bali and weather it out there. And part of me wishes I did, because it was a little bit stressful because there wasn't a lot of flights going out. A lot of places were, you know, shutting down their flights and closing the borders. The US never closed the border to their own citizens. So that wasn't the issue. It was just getting a flight that would get me there. So, but that worked out just fine. Delta really took care of me and switched my ticket around, so I was able to get back safely. The service was amazing, actually. It was really nice flying during this time, even though it was a little scary. Had to wear the mask. Of course, I wore double masks in the airport. I don't know why, but I wanted to try to be as careful as I could. Hand sanitizer all the time. Because, you know, you're just constantly in public places, which is not really what you're supposed to be doing right now. So it was really empty in the airport, super weird. It was just apocalyptic. It was really, in a way, though, it was relaxing. It was a really relaxing way to travel, except for the thought of possibly getting sick. So I enjoyed having a ton of space on the airplane. I was able to spread out. They were really good about spreading us out. The flight attendants were really attentive and caring. So mostly, actually, the trip went really well and really smoothly. It was when I got back to the U.S. I got really, really sick the day after returning to the U.S. So we don't know what it was, if it was COVID related or not, but I was really, really sick. And I think it probably was from traveling. I definitely recommend caution when traveling at times like this, but I'm glad I was at home and I had people to take care of me and I had, you know, what I needed to get through it. Really feeling blessed for that. And so, yeah, just back here in Michigan, working on my businesses and enjoying life, getting beautiful out here, and I'm missing Bali again, hoping they'll open their borders soon and let us back in.
Yeah. We've been recording this podcast online. If the guests or the people haven't figured it out, maybe you can hear some of the light sound and a bit of technical problems, because we are trying to manage it from different countries. So so what have you been up to the past 1.5 year after you left Bali?
Yeah, it's been interesting recording episodes, even though you were in Bali for a while I was in Michigan, and sometimes we had a guest like in another country too. So it's been crazy, but it's thank you for Zoom. Zoom and Skype have been our saviors. It's been a blessing to have it, even though the quality isn't always perfect. It's still nice to be able to talk to people and carry on with the podcast. But yeah, back to your question. Since being back in Michigan, I got a little bit, you know, sad coming back to the US, because I really fell in love with Bali, and living there for 2 years was an amazing experience. And the people I met ended up being like family to me. And it was just a weird transition, especially coming back in the winter time when it's really cold and just so starkly different from Bali. But it was also really, really wonderful after hardly seeing my family and my boyfriend and my friends and everybody back home. It was really, really nice to just be able to hunker down and hang out with them and spend like tons of quality time with them. It was really great getting back to that. And I just kind of realized, even though I missed Bali a lot, I also missed Michigan where I live. It's a beautiful state. There's so much to do here, from like snowboarding in the winter and cross-country skiing. There's the lakes and can even surf on the lakes. I started learning how to surf on a lake. It's wow. Definitely not easy.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. It's a really thick wetsuit with gloves and booties and a whole hat. I look really strange, but it's really fun trying to learn how to surf out here in Michigan. There's a whole surf community out here that I had no idea existed before. So it's definitely been fun coming back to Michigan and appreciating where I'm from and where I came from. But I've realized that Bali and Michigan they're both kind of my homes now. I feel like I have two homes, and that's kind of, it's sad when I'm away from one, but I'm really happy where I am in either place. So yeah, that's how it's been. And I've just been working hard on my, I work in media and podcasting, helping people with that, consulting and setting up their social media. But mostly I've been working on, when I got back this spring, after I got back, I started a business called Senja, and it is my passion project right now. I'm really, really, really excited about it. It's just about a little over a year old now.
Yeah. Tell us more about it. Is that something to do with Bali?
It is, actually. And that's partially why I'm so passionate about it and why I love it. While in Bali, I fell in love with these baskets that I kept seeing in the windows of shops. They were just covered in beads. They're beaded bamboo or baskets, and with all these different colors and patterns and designs. I never brought any back with me, and I think it was probably just because I didn't really do a lot of tourist shopping while I was in Bali, partially because I was on a budget and partially because I didn't have a lot of room. I was trying to be minimalist too, but when I came back, I was like, I really wish I brought those. And my aunt was asking about them, and my mom thought they were beautiful. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just ship some here. And then I decided that whole thing turned into just shipping an entire shipment and setting up a partnership with a group in Bali who allow women to work on these baskets from their homes. There's a few neighborhoods of women who do this, and they create these baskets at home. They make them by hand. And it's just really cool being able to support the people I love in Bali, as well as start my own business and learn how to run a business like this, because I've never done anything like that. It's quite an adventure. It's really hard. I'm not sure I'm good at it, but I'm growing and I'm learning, and I love it. I really, really love it. And it's an exciting, I'll leave some links below and you can check it out if you want.
That's awesome. So it's kind of like social enterprise that you are doing right now, because you're trying to sell products, but also empower local women at the same time. And you enjoy that too, the connection between Bali and introducing Bali culture through their products to the US, to Michigan, to where you are right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something you can't find here. You don't see a lot of it because the US is so far from Bali. They don't see this kind of stuff as often. So it's really fun bringing this product. A lot of people are like, what is that? Is it a statue? I'm like, they're just really interesting looking baskets. So it's fun showing something to people that they've never seen before. And then also telling them the story behind the baskets, which is these awesome ladies, which is actually partially why I went back to Bali. Actually, that's the main reason I went to Bali in March, was to actually meet these ladies for the first time because my friends there had helped me set it up and set up the relationship. Mm-hmm. So it had all been very remote when it was set up. And I heard more about the story behind it, and I really wanted to meet them. And we got to film some videos and interviews, and that stuff is in the works right now. And I'm really excited. It's almost done.
Yay.
It's our draft. So I'm really excited to share that stuff with you guys once it's ready. But how about you? What have you been up to, Olivia? I know you have so many projects going on. I've seen your blog, your books, like... Tell me about it all.
Yeah. So from my side, before I start traveling around the world in December, I managed to finish another book, which is about mental health. From my experience, it's more about simple way for people to bounce back from depressions and anxiety, because I think mental health issues is very important and not so many people want to talk about it, but we need to break the stigma that is very normal, it's very common that everyone is through difficult situations at one point of their life. The launching was successful, and I had also managed to collect funding or donations for my birthday in November last year for donating 200 books of mine for my first book, Traveling Aja Dulu, which is my trip, my journey traveling the world, how I managed to travel the world to over 35 countries in 5 continents, mostly sponsored. So a lot of Indonesians want to know, it's not very common for Indonesian to travel, let's say, because they have a different focus, they're so different with people in Europe or in the US where it's encouraged to travel and to experience, maybe due to like the visa restrictions, the currency also, it's so expensive, so due to different situation in different culture in Indonesia, and so it's not very common for young people to travel, so I just want to show them, especially to people in small islands in Indonesia, in remote areas in Indonesia, so I just want to uplift their spirit. So I managed to collect a fund for almost $1,000 to actually distribute the book to different islands of Indonesia. But aside from that, I've just been busy with my consulting work. So I work for different organizations for a social impact projects. And I've also been busy with traveling pretty much and try to document my travel on my blog and my YouTube, because it's just my passion. I like to travel and I like to experience things, and I want to document my experience so people can see from my point of view, like how I travel, how I enjoy being out there, what I learn while I travel. It's not only about beautiful places, but also the food as well, the people that I met, what I learn on the road, and all the process, for instance, like making visas, because it's very difficult for Indonesia. Most of the time we need to apply visa to many places, and mm-hmm. the process is so painful, like so many documents, so many things that you need to prepare, the letters, and I just like put it out there on my blog to ease other people to get information and to learn from my experience.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that you're able to, you know, give this information to your Indonesian audience and maybe some other countries that have to deal with this kind of thing, where visas can be really confusing and frustrating. And I remember looking up online just the really basic visa that you have to get to go into Bali from the US. It's really simple, but like I remember just spending hours looking it up online trying to figure it out. And so the people that provide those kind of resources are they're such a blessing. So I'm glad you're able to do that and share that information with people, because I know how helpful that must be to them and encouraging to walk through that traveling process and get them out there.
Yeah, because I think the reason why I got inspired to travel is because I read books, and I also block walking into some people's website blog about travel. So I just get inspired, and it made me daydreaming about the feeling of meeting people on the road, taste different food, and just the adventure itself. I really enjoy reading it, and I want to experience itself. So that's the reason why I wrote the book, why I also write the blog, because I want to leave legacy, let's put it that way. What inspires me, I want to give back to, like, leave legacy to other people, so they can get inspired, because I think a lot of benefits that people can get when they travel.
For sure.
Yeah, like they become tolerant, they become open-minded, then they see a lot of opportunities out there, they make friends and networks and connections. So I am advocate for people to travel, including traveling to Bali.
Especially Bali.
Yeah, especially Bali.
So what else have you been working on other than your books? I feel like you've had some other projects going on.
Yeah, so right now I am a consultant, social media consultant. So I do projects for NGOs or social impact projects, also with private sector. So as long as the business are socially and environmentally conscious, I develop the project. So because I'm stuck in Argentina right now, I can't really implement it just yet, because most of the projects I do is Indonesia. And most of the time right now, I'm just busy with the marketing consultant, because I help also in that aspect, as in with the publications of the organizations, how I manage their marketing side, including their social media, and also with their website and stuff. And I'm also busy writing my third book, which is also about traveling. So I'm writing about traveling, but focus for kids, because I feel like it's easier to inspire kids, to make them having a broad imagination about the world out there. It will stick with them for long when you can inspire them since early.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. You know, kids are a lot more open-minded, that's for sure. They're not as stuck in their ways.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's from my side. I'm looking forward, actually, to get back to Bali. Because, as you mentioned just now, Bali is like home. It's easy to feel home for everyone, not only me and you, but for most people that I've met before, that they've traveled around the world, and they still decide to get back to Bali, because Bali is closer to the word home for them. I miss going to Bali and just go to the beach and chilling on the cafe next to the beach and just talk to people, seeing the beautiful sunset, or just, you know, roam around in Ubud and see the rice field and just meet new people. It's so easy to meet people in Bali. So yeah, I miss that feeling of going out there. But I know we all experience the situations right now, the COVID-19. So we're all on at home or just isolating ourselves. So just waiting for the situation to get better so we can start traveling to Bali again.
Yeah, amen to that. It sounds like you've been super productive and busy and spending your time really wisely. And I'm really excited to see that third book come out.
So. I'm not that super productive here. I'm just busy entertaining myself, playing piano, cooking, exercising. It's just doing some hobbies, which I think needed for everyone. Like, we just need to stop sometimes and just, like, do things that we haven't done for a long time, like our hobbies, and then we remind ourselves about what we're passionate about, what we really want to do in life, and just stop, just to think about, just to talk to ourselves, just to investigate more about the purpose of us in life.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, actually, I mean, from all the podcasts that I work with, I listen to so many podcasts. I don't remember who it was, but some really successful guy, businessman who has multiple businesses, someone was asking him like how he continues to be innovative over, you know, while he's so busy, like almost every hour of his day is booked up. And he said, at least the key, and I've heard a couple other people say similar things, so I'm sure he isn't the one who thought of this, but just scheduling a time in the year or each month to just get away from everything or just stay home and do pretty much nothing that you normally do in your schedule. Just get out of that daily routine and the chaos and just, you know, enjoy your life and relax and give your brain that space to create and innovate again. Because if you're, you know, we get so cluttered with the daily chaos and schedule of life.
Yeah.
I think this time has been, even though it's been stressful for a lot of people and it's been really hard for a lot of people, it's also been, as you said, it's a really good time to really get into yourself, because we're really bad at scheduling out time to do nothing. Like,
yeah,
our society is just go, 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 go. I mean, maybe not all cultures are like that, but I feel like our society is more going that way in general in the world, because we have the internet, we can do everything really fast. So we do everything really fast, and we're expected to always be there and always be on. So yeah, this time has been such a good time to just like clear your mind as much as possible and really examine what's important and what you love and explore that a little further. So I'm glad you've gotten the opportunity to do that and that you're safe.
Thank you.
I'm hoping everyone listening to this has been safe and doing okay. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear from your experiences, if you want to share your experience over the last few months of craziness. Let us know where you've been at, what you've been doing, and also let us know what you want to hear in the future, because we have a lot of ideas for episodes coming up, especially since Bali is supposed to be reopening soon. I think they just opened their beaches. We're recording this in June, the beginning of June. So I think they just reopen their beaches, or they're in the process of that. So if you guys are interested in hearing more about like the reopening process of Bali and how to get back there, let us know. We'd love to answer some of those questions and explore that. Talk to some people there who are dealing with that right now. We'd love to hear your feedback and what you guys want to hear.
Yeah. So as we mentioned before, we've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years now. We've seen and we've met so many incredible people. We are so grateful for this opportunity that we can talk to this amazing social enterprise and amazing people that have brilliant ideas and very creative. And we get to talk with them more deeply about what they're doing. And we want to ask our audience to, what is your favorite podcast so far? Which episode that you enjoy the most? And what your opinion about the podcast? Which part of the podcast and episode that we can improve? And how we get better? And what do you want to listen more? And if you have suggestions of people that you want to interview, we also open to that. And we will be happy to reach out to them, because we don't know everyone in Bali. So if you know people that interesting and you would like us to interview as well, and maybe have a stories, interesting stories to tell other people, we're very open to collaborate.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening in. I hope you got to know us a little bit better, and we're excited to continue this journey together with you guys. We appreciate the support we've received so far. and
stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Have a good day or week or month. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
See you next expert. Bye.
We really hope you found some inspiration, learned something new, or at least had a laugh.
If you enjoyed the Living in Bali podcast, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes so other people can find us.
Thank you so much for listening to our show.
Till next time.